We say hello now to Greg Wyshynski, ESPN NHL senior writer, presented by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Greg, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. Happy Brock Bowers to the Jets Day, as we say here in New York. We're all very excited to look back on this day and say, boy, they should have drafted an offensive tackle. So it's going to be great.
I laughed. You're at Mike Greenberg, your colleague at ESPN, talking about, I guess PK Subban was kind of giving him the business on the Jets and things like that. And he goes, hey, look, the draft is when we're all happy. We win draft day. So is that how you feel?
No, and I respect Greeny. Like, he's as diehard a Jets fan as anyone, but that is a misreading of history. Draft day is when we all gather as a clan and we all go to the draft and we all sit in the stands, and no matter, like, 9 times out of 10, whoever they draft, everybody just starts screaming sadly because they wanted someone else. But I think today I think they'll be all right. Like, I actually think today the Bowers pick would pop the Jets fans, and anything else would actually make them bummed. So we'll see what happens. But no, the happiest day for a Jets fan is the hour before kickoff on week one. That is the happiest time for a Jets fan. And then 4 plays into the season, as we saw last year, is the saddest time for a Jets fan.
Okay, so we will – I hope it goes well for you as a Jets fan. But we will get into the Preds in a few minutes. Is Dallas in trouble coming into this series? Kind of thought that this would be a good one, but they're down 0-2. They lost both games at home, and the defending cup champions going back to their barn with a 2-0 lead. Are the Stars in trouble?
Let me throw some numbers at you, because I had our stats people run them for me, because I thought this might happen. Since the wild card started in 2014, teams that lost the first 2 games at home in a series are 2-10. In all series, that's just in the first round, in all series, they're 3-24. In the last 30 seasons, in the first round, when a team has dropped the first 2 games at home, they are 10-25. In those series. So history is against the Dallas Stars here. And, oh, by the way, they're playing the defending cup champions. And, oh, by the way, Vegas is an extremely hard place to try to win a hockey game. I think they're cooked. And it sucks because they were supposed to be real good this year. I thought they were extraordinarily well-balanced scoring-wise. I thought Ottinger came into the playoffs as the best goalie in the league in the last month. He stunk in game one. He wasn't bad last night, but he stunk in game one. And that's the reason they're down 2-0 right now.
This question is going to be asked as long as Vegas is in, but with the, you know, roster stuff that they pulled off and getting all these guys back, is the NHL going to look at this at some point? Because if they go all the way, you know that that's going to continue to come up of, like, they basically put together this super roster because they were able to skirt the rules with long-term IR.
There's a couple of ways you can look at this. The first is, will the NHL look at it? Well, the NHL believes that their system works, that they, you know, they're checking on these injuries to make sure that they're legit, and it's all on the up and up. And then if you really want to be conspiratorial about it, I mean, do they really want to diminish the entertainment value of the playoffs? And by, you know, like, keeping a guy out of the playoffs because he's on long-term injured reserve, or not allowing teams to build up their rosters under the cap like this, you're diminishing the entertainment value of the playoffs. That's the kind of conspiratorial take. The other take is, functionally, the only people that are going to be able to change this are the GMs. And do the GMs really want to take this arrow out of their quiver? Like, do they really want to, you know, because they might be in that position one day. They might be in Vegas's position. Hell, Tampa was in that position with Kucherov. Chicago was in that position with Patrick Kane. I mean, they're not the only team to have done this. So here's my solution. I think it's the best solution, personally. If you're on long-term injured reserve in game 82, and then 4 days later you're miraculously, you know, resurrected to play in game one, but guess what? You don't play in game one, nor do you play in game two. Don't allow someone on LTIR to play the first 2 games of the playoffs. They're probably home games for you, Vegas being the exception this year, and then they can come back in game three. I think that's a reasonable fix for this, is LTIR in game 82, you don't play until game 3 of the playoffs.
Greg, all right, Nashville Predators come home now, game 3 and 4 Friday and Sunday versus Vancouver. Let's go back to their game Tuesday night. Some have described that as an ugly win for the Predators. I took umbrage with that because you win on the road in the playoffs. There's nothing ugly about it. Your kind of evaluation of how the Preds did Tuesday night.
Yeah, no, I didn't think there's anything ugly about it either. I mean, I think I think that I understand why people are saying that, just because of the way that Vancouver bought it. And I think that there's also sort of this underlying notion of, like, Nashville's getting the breaks, not only with the Demko injury, but with Elias Pettersson playing the way that he did in that game and really kind of gaining headlines for it in Vancouver. So, you know, listen, a win's a win. They did what they needed to do there, which is get a split. And obviously the entire concept of the series has changed because of the Demko injury. Like I said, for the entire season, the reason the Vancouver Canucks were in first place in the Pacific Division, the only stat that mattered was the games played for Quinn Hughes, JT Miller, Elias Pettersson, Brock Besser, and Thatcher Demko. They have never had those five guys healthy at the same time in like the last few years. And they were all healthy this season until Demko got hurt in March, and now he's hurt again. And, you know, we'll see what they're made of. I mean, Casey DeSmith is a very average goaltender that I don't think will lose them a lot of games, but certainly won't win them. And so it's going to be contingent on the team in front of them to really make a difference in the series, and we'll see what they got because they can no longer rely on Thatcher Demko in the series.
I know the ultimate goal is to score more goals than the other team. I get that. But when you look at the Predators set a franchise record for 32 or 33, or they keep adjusting the stats of 30 blocked shots in a game, that tells me, Greg, I mean, these guys were sacrificing desperate to get the win on Tuesday night. If they keep playing that way, this team could go a long way.
Well, I don't know. So I was talking to my friend Jeff Merrick on our podcast hit this week. And he was talking about how it's unsustainable for the Predators to play this kind of hockey. I mean, from a physical standpoint. And I said to him, I said, that's a round two problem. Like, they could win three more games in the same manner in which they won game two, which is just sacrificing their body and blocking shots and frustrating the Canucks in the process. But, I mean, at some point, you know, the ice baths, you only take so many ice baths. You know, you only put on so much ointment. At some point, your body is going to be a little broken down from playing this style of hockey. But again, I don't think that's a problem in this series. It might be a problem down the line. But it, you know, if this is the style they have to play in order to beat a team like Vancouver that really does like to, you know, pepper the net, so be it.
A friend of mine texts me and says, "Tell Greg, too bad about Vancouver losing their players. We lost Johansson in 2017. We have no sympathy for teams losing their best player."
Okay. Yeah. Now that is fair. I covered that series. I still think I'm a truther. I think that's a different playoff if Johansson doesn't get hurt. You know, I'm not going to play the top line center versus franchise goalie game. I think both are very valuable. But I will say that, you know, the Canucks jumped from like 28th in the league in defense last year to like sixth, ooh, and a lot of that had to do with Thatcher Demko being healthy. And I think that, you know, Rijo going out was a huge blow to that team. But Thatcher Demko is not only a huge blow to them on the ice, but psychologically. Like, you go from looking over your shoulder at the second best goalie in the league this year to looking over your shoulder at a guy named Casey DeSmith. Very, very different deal.
Greg Wyshynski is with us. Real quick on the East, there's two games tonight that Florida has a 2-0 series on Tampa as the series shifts there, and then Carolina 2-0 series on the Islanders as it goes to the island. I feel like Carolina is going to probably walk away with this series just with the luck that the Islanders had, especially, and Carolina's a better team. Tampa, though, I feel like going back home, they could make this a series. What do you think about both of those?
See, I think the reverse. Like, Tampa really needed to win that game in game two, you know, and again, like, it's become pretty evident. Don't go to overtime against the Panthers. They're probably going to win that game. The Islanders, despite the absolute disaster that was game two, where they allowed the tying goal and the winning goal within 9 seconds of each other in the third period. That's a really, really devastating loss. But if you look at some of the things that they did prior to that, game one, they played well. They built a 3-0 lead in game two. The problem was that they decided to try to sit on it against a team that's just going to control play if you allow that to happen. I think there are things they can pull out of those two games and build on. And it wouldn't shock me to see them win tonight and make this a little bit more of an interesting series. But ultimately, I'm with you. I think Carolina wins it. And as far as the other one goes, I just think the Panthers are demonstrably a better team. And if the Lightning were going to put any kind of scare into them, I think they needed to win that game two overtime.
Greg, a few last questions here. How good was that wrestling match Sunday night?
It was awesome. I mean, the cool thing about it is that they knew it was going to be good, Ospreay and Danielson, and just like they just cooked for an entire match. And The thing I love about wrestling is when you see things that you've never seen before. And the last moment of that match, the samurai face-off between those two guys in each corner about to hit their big move and who's going to, you know, come out on top. It was like something out of a superhero movie. It was so cool. I love that match.
Greg, appreciate it as always. Do you think Tony Khan's going to show up at the NFL draft tonight in a neck brace? Somebody just asked that on our text line.
So tell the text line. I read something on a comment thread this morning about Dynamite that says apparently the NFL, I think, is filming a documentary around Tony Khan. I don't know this for sure, but that's at least what somebody said. So maybe this whole thing is an angle to spice up the documentary about Tony Khan, which, of course, is very wrestling and ridiculous. But yeah, you're right. You got to keep it kayfabe, man. You got to announce the pick, maybe in a wheelchair or something tonight.
That'd be awesome. Kayfabe is not dead, for sure. Greg, appreciate it as always. We'll talk next week.
Anytime.